This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday publicly warned Israel for the first time that the U.S. would stop supplying weapons if Israeli forces make a major invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where more than 1 million civilians have sought shelter from Israel's military campaign.
If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem.
Biden's comments in an interview with CNN represent his strongest public language to date in his effort to deter an Israeli assault on Rafah, while underscoring a growing rift between the U.S. and its strongest ally in the Middle East. The Rafah border crossing with Egypt has been closed since Israel's military took control of the Palestinian side early Tuesday, blocking the entry of vital humanitarian aid. Israel said it reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing, the other main aid entry port, early Wednesday. However, the World Food Program says no aid has entered, and there is no one to receive it on the Palestinian side. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman says aid groups are concerned about the security of the crossings.
Aid groups in the United Nations are warning of another humanitarian disaster if these crossings cannot be reopened quickly. Israel says much depends on the ceasefire talks. Its leaders say they're ready for a compromise, but if there's no deal, they are pledging to press ahead with this Rafah offensive.
That was AP correspondent Joe Fetterman. The United Nations says northern Gaza is already in a state of full-blown famine. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of displaced and exhausted Palestinians have packed up their tents and other belongings from Rafah, dragging families on a new exodus. Israel on Monday issued evacuation orders for eastern parts of the city before seizing the nearby Rafah crossing. This is VOA News.